Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this July 11th, 2022. And we have tonight, we want to start right off with tonight, folks, we have two individuals who need a lot of prayer. One of them is here with me tonight, and that's Pastor Joe Larson. And the other one, as you hear call in now and then, is Associate Pastor, Pastor Hal Larson. And both of these fellows have very severe physical problems right now, and we don't want to. You know, they don't want to go out, you know, and talk about all their physical problems. But I would call upon you, all of you out there listening, to join with me in praying for these two pastors, that we get them back to health, because both of them have been very ill lately. In fact, let me add one more to that, and that's John McTernan. Also, he also has been very ill recently, and it seems like the enemy is really attacking our people. And so, as you know, John Holman went home to be with the Lord, and so that leaves only me that's not sick right now. And so, folks, let's hold him up. Please join with me in prayer. Please join with me in prayer for these men, that they might be all three of them, that they might receive a healing. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold all three of those men up, Lord, tonight, and ask, Father God, Lord, that you would intercede, Lord, that you might touch each and every one of them, Father God, Lord, that they might receive a complete and total healing. Lord, you know that their desires have been turned towards you. You know that they're all three of those are men that love you with all their heart. And Father God, and Lord, we just would ask that you would give them a clear mind and a healed body. And Father God, use them to the utmost, right up until that very minute where you take them home. These things we ask, and that you hedge around them and their families, Lord, and their children and grandchildren, and keep them away from the wickedness of this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, you're welcome, Joe. Let's get going. We've got, you and I've got a whole lot to cover tonight, and I was telling the folks, if you're not up to it, Joe could take off, but it's the cause. He's dedicated to the cause. We're living in very, very serious times, so The title of the message was, We Have Come Full Circle from Genesis 6, and that's where we start tonight. So, Joe, let's go verses 1 through 14 and take it verse by verse, okay?
All right, one at a time. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them,
that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. Now, here, this is a controversial verse, not for us, because we understand God's word, the Bible, is clear. It doesn't stutter on this. We understand very clearly that those sons of God were fallen angels. And we see the daughters of men were women. And here, and the reason we're saying that, and we'll, as we go through this, we'll show you in very, very clear terms, the Bible versus two other witnesses in the scripture to verify that. Now, but here, Joe, when we take a look at that, these fallen angels, when it said the sons of God saw the daughters of men were fair and they took, and that's what it meant. It meant they took them as wives, not like we do today. Not like, you know, if you want to marry, you ask a woman for her hand and you propose. But that's not what they did. They took.
Well, they physically took. They said, I want, and they were powerful enough to take.
And whoever's wife they wanted, they took, didn't they?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Yeah. And so here now.
But here's what I always heard, but, you know, I'll do what you do. But that Pastor Ernie, angels were forbidden to marry, so these can't be fallen angels because they're marrying women.
Well, this is what we're going to get to. We're going to get to that.
Got it.
As we go through this, we're going to show you what God's Word, the Bible, says.
Okay.
And so here is, and here again, and the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, when he said that, 120 years, that was a timeline. Mm-hmm. And at the start of Noah's preaching, he preached for 120 years.
20 years, exactly.
And so God had given him that 120 years to repent, hadn't he?
That's a long time to not have any converts but your own family.
And so, well,
it's been a rough job.
There was a reason for that. And the reason starts back in Genesis 3, if you will, 15. And that deals with the seed of the serpent, mm-hmm, and the seed of the woman. And let me go back there. And I will put
that? Enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
All right, so here now, you're talking. Yeah, so you're talking about the seed of the serpent, these fallen angels. And, of course, God, and they had, what did they do? They had contaminated the entire earth, hadn't they?
Yes.
And so, but God kept a remnant. He always keeps a remnant, doesn't he?
Always.
And so here now, Noah, the eighth, he kept them from being contaminated with a demon seed. And so here now, he goes on, and he says, and there were giants in the earth in those days. Now here's the important thing. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare them children, and the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. So these were Nephilim, weren't they?
Right.
And so.
And we see them in history and lore, the God-men that half man, half gods. These would be what they talked about in legends, right?
What happened to the DNA when these fallen angels took women? What happened to their DNA?
It was compromised. It became man and animal, or man and angel, it got messed up.
They were not all human, were they?
No, we're not human.
Okay, now we're going to take a look at when we say we come full circle, because there's something happening today that is changing the DNA of people. And even Big Pfizer, they're saying, look, Big Pharma, they've actually said, we have the patent on these. So these people that have changed their DNA, they belong to us. And here now, he goes on, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts was only evil continually. Does that sound like today, Joe?
Exactly like today. I have seen more evil in the past year or two than I remember seeing in most all my life, and I've been around a while.
Yeah. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, I saw an ad that they're advertising a Drillicome to buy it that's taken from children. From all of these children that are disappearing, that the Democrats, which have are just absolutely become, you know, just overwhelmed with pedophilia. The entire Democratic Party had become the party of pedophilia, like they become the party of abortion and the party of sodomy. Anyhow, and he says here, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. Now, when it says that he repented God, is he saying that God thought he had made a mistake?
No, it saddened him. It he knew this would be coming, but it still was hurtful. It still was saddening, and he was sorry it had to happen. But he knew when he gave man free will and that free choice, and evil would be chosen more often than good.
Right, so he says over in 1 Samuel 15:29, that God is not a man that he should repent, because God doesn't make mistakes. And so the point was, God was very, very disappointed with the path that men chose, because he had given them a free will, huh?
Right, saddened and disappointed.
And, well, here now, it goes on, it says, we'll pick it up, let's see, in verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both men and beast, and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, when he destroyed everything off the face of the earth, was all life gone then?
No, there was life in the sea.
And
survived the flood. Fish would not die in a flood.
Well, there was no sea until the flood came. And so...
No, you got a point.
Yeah,
but he created the fish. Earlier in Genesis, it did say he created the fish, the fowl, and didn't it say fish in there?
Yeah, the fowl of the air. So,
and
anyhow.
See, so somewhere he created them.
Well, there was a lot of...
Fish in the sea, yeah, in verse 26, Genesis 1, over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, so...
And so what happens was, well... He's talking about that he was going to give man dominion over that. That's right. And remember also, Joe, that that he refers to later on is all the life above the earth and all the life below the earth.
Below the earth, right.
And we know that that there was actually more water today on the earth under the ground than there is above, and that's hard to believe.
We're still a water planet. We're still,
yeah,
what, 80-90% water, and yet there's still more water under the crust of the earth than all on the surface, including all the oceans.
Yeah, and that's hard to realize, but there it's there. No. So he goes on, and he says this, that, and I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And so, then he said that, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And then these are the generations of Noah, who was a just man and perfect in his generations. Does that mean he was sinless?
No, perfect is used here. He walked with God. No man is perfect but Jesus, but perfect in the sense he walked with God. He was a God-fearing man, godly man.
Yeah, but he wasn't sinless, because we know over in Genesis 9:20, it talked about Noah sinned.
Mm-hmm.
And God said unto Noah, and the earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
Sounds and God like looked, today.
Yeah, just exactly like today. So this is what the title is. It means we've come a full circle, okay? We're right back where we started, right? And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth was filled with violence there through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
With the earth itself.
Okay. So now let's take a look at, because there are those that say, well, no, like you had mentioned before, those were not fallen angels. But let's take a look at 2 Peter chapter 2. So go to 2 Peter chapter 2 and read me verses 4 through 10.
10. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. And the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Now,
God's
so,
government.
Okay, now do we see a rise in demonic oppression today?
Everywhere we look.
We look at the Satanists, and they have literally become a part of the Democratic Party, and they're, you know, all of those marches, and the Satanists are right out there with them, and they want to have abortion as a part of their religious rituals, and Joe exactly. Biden is all for that.
Well, which one, I can't remember if it's the Air Force Academy, the Navy Academy, one of them has a white Wiccan church.
So that was the Air Force that had that.
The Air Force, yeah. And, yeah. It was a church, and they built it higher up on a hill than the Christian chapel. I found that very interesting. They placed it above the Christian chapel. And that was what? Several years ago we did that story.
Oh, we did that story all the way back before the year 2000. Mm-hmm. That was back on...
Well, I knew it was years ago. I just had forgotten how many, but it was a long time ago. We were warning people, this is not good, folks. This is a terrible, terrible sign of things to come. Yes, we
one
of right, huh?
Yeah. One of the things that people often ask me, and we'll explain this a little later on, is how are you guys always out ahead? How do you always seem to know and report on things before the opposition, before, you know, we even hear it on Fox News and that. How do you know that? Well, we'll talk about that here a little later on. But
all right, we'll here a couple of good answers.
Yeah, the Democratic Party is satanic from top to bottom. Abortion of the innocent. They hate the innocent. They hate the innocent. They really hate the innocent. Pedophilia is rampant within the Democratic Party today, along with child sacrifice. And a lot of people don't realize that, but it's a lot more prevalent than you think.
Well, in a way, abortion itself is nothing but child sacrifice for what? The pleasure principle.
Right. And now they...
get rid of the problem because, you know, it interferes with having sex and parties and travel and vacations and disrupts your career. So, I mean, basically, it's the killing for pleasure, your pleasure.
Well, there's a lot of that where you've got the wickedness is to the point where you've got these wicked, wicked women that are bringing children to the full 9 months, knowing what they're going to do with them, knowing they're going to dissect them alive. But because they get a lot of money for them, a lot of money, they'll, and you know, that money can buy them their drugs or whatever, they'll do it. And they're wicked. They're wicked, wicked enough to be Democratic congresswomen or so here. And then you've got like University of Pittsburgh that will take and do exactly that, dissect these children alive. There's their wickedness. The wickedness is getting worse and worse. And, well, just like what happened there in Seattle when they had the sodomite parade, you had all them naked men riding bicycles around their little circle.
And flaunting. Some of them were twerking and doing all kinds of things I don't even want to talk about on the radio.
Yeah, but you had all of these people, the large crowd of people with their children. They had the children watching that filth.
We saw that in San Francisco. They were having a big gay event there, and there were people with children in strollers, and they were taking pictures like they were going to Knott's Berry Farm or Disneyland and taking pictures of some very obscene things. And we have pictures of them taking pictures of the sodomites doing their thing.
So
it was unreal. I mean, if I hadn't seen it, I don't think I could have believed it.
So the morality has been reduced to animal-like behavior. It's gone beyond
the animals at the zoo. Yeah, only the animals are us.
Right. It's been gone beyond reprobate. It's gone beyond depravity. We're talking about people that are literally criminally, morally insane. I mean, they've lost. There's no identity of any kind of morality left in them at all, huh?
When we were children, that kind of thing, if something like that had happened, those people would have been arrested and sentenced for child abuse and everything they could throw a book. They would have been in prison for the rest of their life.
Well, their lives wouldn't be too long because even the prison inmates
would not have accepted it. Yep.
They would not have accepted it. You know, just like even today, when I remember when I used to, you know, years ago, when, you know, 50 years ago, I got into prison ministry, an abortionist, they always would lie about their crimes. And because abortionists didn't last long in the prison system, at the bottom of the social ladder, you had pedophiles, but one rung below that was abortionists.
Abortionists, yeah.
And they had to put them in isolation because the other inmates would kill them. And that's how bad they are. But today,
when the murderers and the rapists think you're bad, it's got to be pretty awful.
Right. And back in those days, in the early days, sodomites didn't fare well in the prison system either. They didn't last very long either. But today, the reduction in morality and decency and honor and integrity is become so
gone.
Yeah,
it's actually gone. There isn't any anymore.
Alrighty. Well, we're coming up to a break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Consider myself to be a patriotic man, but I have seen some changes in America that's hard to understand. It breaks my heart, one nation under God, is what we used to say. What's happened to the USA? God help us in America today. In God we trust, that's how it used to be. Now our leaders have no morals, the results are plain to see. Some would vote for the devil if they thought there was a dollar to be made. Then they'll go to church and praise the Lord. God help us in America today. They took God out of school. They've replaced him with the wisdom of a fool. Now the experts wonder why the kids are bringing drugs and guns to school. Since they took away the cross, look how much it cost. And by the way, our children are the ones who pay. God help us in America today. In God we trust, that's how it used to be. Now our leaders have no morals, the results are plain to see. Some would vote for the devil if they thought there was a dollar to be made. Then they'll go to church and praise the Lord. God help us in America today. I still love my country, but sometimes I want to hang my head and cry. If we don't hold to what made us strong, all we can do is watch this nation die. It's sad to say, but true, the red, white, and blue is looking awful gray. Can you hear the ghost of Lincoln say, God help my America today? In God we trust, that's how it used to be. Now our leaders have no morals, and the results are plain to see. Some would vote for the devil if they thought there was a dollar to be made. Then they'll go to church and praise the Lord. God help us in America today. Can you hear the ghost of Lincoln say, God help my America today?
All right, that was the gifted and talented Danny Ray, my old buddy. And he just texted me just a little while ago and wanted to know if maybe I could give him a few more singing lessons.
You actually heard from him for, it's been a while, right?
No, just about an hour, maybe 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago, all right.
Yeah. So there's my old buddy Danny Ray. Anyhow, I'll be hearing from him now, probably within a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
The old phone is going to light up. I'll see the text coming in. But anyhow, Manchurian candidate. Hey, Joe. Now listen, Joe. Today, Tucker Carlson was talking about how the Biden crime cartel has been bought and paid for by the communist Chinese. Joe, who was it in 2019 were telling people how the Biden crime family had gotten millions and millions and millions of dollars? I think $35 million that we knew of, that we knew of.
Yep. This is a Pastor Joe and Pastor Ernie Sanders with a ministry called What's Right, What's Left.
We were telling them about that, how they were, how the Chinese officials were boasting and laughing about how they owned. And we told you that Joey Biden and the whole Biden family,
top officials in the nation,
they were owned and bought and paid for by the Chinese.
Chinese.
Now, Joey's been selling us out to the Chinese little by little ever since he's been in. He just sold 5 million barrels of our strategic oil supply to him.
The oil that was supposed to be for national emergencies like a real war where we're attacked, or I think Hurricane Katrina was one of the times we tapped in. Because the refineries were shut down, we needed the oil processed, we needed the gasoline and diesel to keep the country going. And he's been selling it to India and the Chinese, and like you said, the company in China that bought the oil is the very company that Hunter Biden made his big deal with and got $10 million from, and is tied to the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, you couldn't make this up. If I wrote this in a novel, sent it into a publisher, they'd send it back and say, there's no way that anybody believed this stuff. You know, couldn't happen.
Well, what about taking off all the tariffs? How does that affect our economy versus the Chinese economy?
It doesn't help us, but it sure hurts. I mean, it sure hurts us, but it helps the Chinese.
So Joey Biden, he's doing what his masters are telling him to do. He's selling us out. This is high treason, is it not?
Yeah, well, look exactly what he went after. What's the big Saudi Arabia? Oh, they're a horrible country. China, we know they're using slave labor to make all these things they ship to America, and some of the things they ship to America. They're killing some of those Uyghurs and selling their body parts around the world. They're doing some of the most horrible things. They're making the primary chemicals for all the fentanyl that the drug lords in Mexico put together into fentanyl and come across the border to kill our young people. All of these things are going on. China's getting ready to take over Taiwan. They're helping the Russians, and yet he bends over backwards to please them, and he's been doing it for a long time, ever since Hunter Biden started traveling around Air Force One and Air Force Two.
When you talk about the drug dealers and the human traffickers, the Biden crime cartel has been working hand in hand with them. You know, Joe, if you're a jailer and you go and you unlock the cells of the inmates to let them go, then you're in cahoots with them, are you not? And that's what,
or you're bought off. One of the you're either in cahoots or you're just selling your.
That's exactly what he's doing with the human traffickers and the drug dealers. He's opening the door to bring them on in here to depopulate. But not only that, we've been telling you. He's been bringing in thousands and thousands and thousands of fighting-age, military, service-age young men.
You see and these the pictures.
Are the, yeah. And he's been bringing them.
News or anywhere like or, what's
and they've been taking them in the middle of the night, and they've been taking them to these small towns all over the country, and they're sleeper cells. The Biden regime has got these sleeper cells. And it used to be, remember in the old days when the FBI was fighting communism. Remember how, you know, even all the movies that they would fight communism? Yeah, now they've become the communists. But now they've become the very communists that they used to fight, huh?
Exactly.
And if you look at the...
How many times I've watched one of those things on Newsmax or Fox News, and there'll be hundreds of these young men, and you see these young men of fighting age, and they keep trying to tell you about all the families, all the children, they're coming over to look for work, and you see these people from all over the world, and the one pattern you see is that almost all the time they're young people of fighting age, and, you know, being an old soldier, that's kind of highly suspicious. very suspicious.
The other thing, which may be even worse, is they also bringing in a lot of children that are without parents, and these children are bussed out in the middle of the night. And these children, remember, these people are, pedophilia is rampant. It's absolutely rampant within the ranks of the Democratic Party.
Well, we've seen across the world people sell their children when they get to the point they're starving, they can't survive. This has happened in the Middle East. It's happened in Africa. It's happened in South America. People have sold children when they need money desperately. And it's a viable commodity, and it goes right along with all this sex trafficking and pedophilia. And then there are these children that are kidnapped all the time, and most of the time the children are kidnapped. It is for the sex trade, and people do not want to hear it, do not want to believe it, but that is what's happening.
It's for the sex trade or the adrenochrome.
Yeah.
And they've actually, I just got a text here today from, I believe it was Switzerland, there where Klaus Schwab and his are, where they actually had run ads to sell you, where you can, they're selling adrenochrome.
He's got his finger, he and George Soros, I don't know who's more evil or more wicked, but it's a toss-up, I guess.
Yeah, when he gets to that point. So, Manchurian candidate, Chinese Communist Party influencers have infiltrated the highest levels of U.S. and Western governments. And let me go ahead and read this article, Joe. The Gateway Pundit has published articles here, and here describing the scientific chain migration, whereby the Chinese Communist Party has been sending its scientists to the United States, not just to access American knowledge, skills, and technology, but to colonize U.S. universities, corporate and government laboratories. They have done that very well. Today, the U.S. scientific community is de facto extension of China's fused military-civilian research and development program, funded by us taxpayers. It's not just science, but the highest level of American and Western governments are now populated by individuals who either directly or indirectly appear to be acting on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, so many people are bought and paid for, the colleges and universities. The Chinese came over with money. They came over with endowments, and a lot of our colleges needed that foreign students to make the big profits that they're doing. And we warned about this, that we were selling our marvelous education system to the highest bidder. But the one question we didn't handle tonight, why are we always so far ahead? You've been ahead of the media for 45, 50 years out there.
Well, let me finish this article first. Let me finish this article first, and then we'll get to that. Says, we are all now very familiar with Hunter Biden's connections to China's military intelligence and the cash paid to the Biden family by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, we've been telling people about that now here. Joe Hoft is out there. He's writing articles on this. We know the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, would notify the Chinese People's Liberation Army in advance of any potential attack by the United States against China. He admitted that, okay? That, you know, we'll have to tell you so you can strike us first. So you can hit us first, right? It has been widely reported that Congressman Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, and a member of the... By the way, Hunter Biden, if you listen to what to Tucker Carlson, praise the good Lord, you know, everything we said, Joe, he verified. But he also brought out where Hunter Biden said that he was doing business with the head of the Chinese spies, the ones that their intelligence, the head of the Chinese spies, okay? And so he goes on to say here, Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, a member of the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, was literally in bed with Chinese spies. It's not just American political military leaders who, in one form or another, have advanced the aims of the narratives of the Chinese Communist Party. Jeremy Hunt, and former British Foreign Health and Secretary, is now a candidate for the leadership of the Conservative Party and a potential future Prime Minister. Lucia Gao, whose Chinese name is Yala Gao, is the wife of Jeremy Hunt. It goes on and on and on. And so, now, to answer your question, how do we know, okay? How do we always know this stuff before any of the media, even before Fox News? The answer is we don't. They know it when we know it. But our job is to get it to the people as quickly as possible, isn't it?
Yes.
Their job is to twist, spin, and pervert it.
Their job is to control the media as best they can. But the other is sometimes we have insights because the Holy Spirit, we are searching for truth. And when you search for truth and work for it, too many times these journalists will see something, grab it. They will not go to verify. They won't go back and look. They won't do their homework. They won't spend the time going into things and reading. We will take the time to do research and look and go to foreign press, go to other things, Israeli news or, you know, European papers that are in English. And often we find things that are in the European papers and tell the story before it ever gets to the American journalists, because I think a lot of them are lazy and won't run down a story. They'll wait till it kind of comes to them. So there's a couple of things there. They control the news, and sometimes they're just plain lazy, will not do the work.
Word there. You said journalist.
Well,
when was the last time you saw a journalist on NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN? When was the last time you saw a journalist on any of those?
Well, back with the dinosaurs somewhere.
They're not. There is no journalist left anymore.
They died off with the dinosaurs, what I'm trying to say.
Those are shock jocks and spin doctors today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They've got, and President Trump is 110% right when he calls them fake news media. There is fake. I mean, you've got the echo chamber. Whenever they're saying, here's your lie. Remember, now they're always going to call the lie their narrative. Here's your lie. Now, put this out and remember what we've said. We did those skits, too, where we start off with one person saying that if we say it long enough or loud enough, or if we say it over again and over again, the people will believe it.
No,
yeah, if we all say the same thing, that was it. If we all say the same thing,
at the same time.
Right. People, and then we had two people, then we had three people. That's exactly what the idea is. If we all say the same thing, whatever lie we tell, but let's look professional like we're lying, and let's see if we can get the people to believe us. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that aren't that smart, huh?
But we've seen it so many times where they do a round robin of all the different NBC, ABC, CBS, and they're all saying the same word, the same sentence, you know, whether it's Russia or Russia, 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 Trump, Trump. I mean, it's the same thing repeated over and over.
Well, the thing that really did it, that was the icing on the cake was when they did the thing about where's the evidence about the election fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the evidence? But before they just said that, they went, like that. They all did that. It was like they practiced, like that. And we saw Brett Baer do it. We saw, Sandra Smith doing it. We saw Neil Cabuto doing it. We saw that, you know, all the way down the line, little Chrissy Wallace doing it. Of course, you expect it
from Chris Wallace,
from the others. But it was rehearsed. I mean, they said exactly, even the like that, and that was amazing. And
I'll never forget the first time it was Gravitas, and what are the odds of 16 different news channels all using the word Gravitas?
Gravitas, yeah.
Same evening news all over.
They learned the new word, yeah.
Yep, they learned a new word, and everybody used it the same night all over the country. It was so funny. And people didn't catch it. They were so enthralled with the word, they didn't realize, well, duh, have you heard this before? So
there
people
was...
have to get smart out there. They have to just start paying attention. They're, all this goes over their heads and they
yep.
don't see the
gravitas, gravitas, words. Gravitas. They learned a new word. Remember yep. that dance? And I can't remember it. It came out. It was like the Mara something or something like that. But it was a dance.
Mariachi or something?
Yeah, it was something like that, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but boy, I'm going to tell you, you couldn't turn at the station. Everyone you would turn to, they would all be talking about how they were doing that. Remember Al Gore and Tipper, they were doing it, and then the Clintons were doing it, and everybody was doing that dance. It was just like, and they all said exactly the same thing, just like if we all say the same thing at the same time, people will believe us. Okay, Wayne Root says, when will the GOP leadership come out and say it? They just come out and say it. Biden is a traitor. He must be impeached, then indicted for treason. How long have we been telling people Biden's a traitor?
Long, long time. This guy was selling out the people way back with the, you know, when he was a senator, he was evil, wicked, and, you know, corrupt.
Okay, here you go. It's all out in the open now. We have a traitor and a suicide bomber in the White House. No one is even bothering to hide it. Biden's clearly a suicide bomber owned by the Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartels, and put in place to destroy America. America, exceptionalism, capitalism, and most importantly, the great American middle class. This is what we've been telling people since 2019. We were telling people this in 2019. Now, I learned this plan at Columbia University, class of 83, alongside my classmate Barack Obama, who was never actually seen in any class at Columbia. But that's a story for another day.
Right.
The plan we learned at Columbia was called Cloward Piven. The goals of Cloward Piven were about overwhelming the system, collapsing the U.S. economy, destroying capitalism, and turning America into a socialist communist country. It's happening right now.
Years ago, Cloward Piven.
It's happening right now with Biden as the front man and brain dead puppet, and Obama as the real president lurking behind the shadows, pulling the strings, except now Obama has updated Cloward Piven to include open borders and massive inflation to bankrupt the middle class. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Something we've got to get out. There have been some leaks from the Biden administration, and these leaks have been divulging Israel's secrets. And they've been divulging them to a country called Iran. And if you think about it, right now, Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear weapon. Israel has been the country that has shut down, through attacks, all of the real attempts that Iran has made to have nuclear weapons. And here we have, think about it, someone in the Biden administration has been leaking secret information about Israel's covert operations, and what they're trying to do is get the Iranian leaders to come back to that failed Iranian nuclear deal. Remember, you know, cost us billions of dollars cash by Barack Obama, and, you know, Joe Biden's still trying to resurrect that. Donald Trump put a halt to it because it was so stupid it wasn't going to work. But sanctions were working. So now we have Just the News. This guy's good out there, Just the News. Just as Biden is going to travel over to Saudi Arabia, these anonymous U.S. officials are leaking to the media details about covert Israeli operations against Iran, from targeting killings to explosions at nuclear sites. And this could lead to some real big world problems, Pastor Ernie. I don't think people realize what they're messing with here. The Middle East is a tinderbox, And we mentioned a few weeks ago that Israel is probably going to be contemplating how to stop this nuclear bomb that Iran is trying to put together real quickly. And so here we have, well, Fred Fleiss was the former CIA analyst. He said it's extraordinary incompetence and unprofessionalism. I don't know what it is, but I call it insanity, giving Iran Israel's secrets, one of our been our staunch allies in the world. And even scripturally, as Christians, you know, Israel has a special place. And to cut Israel off at the knees, I think Joe Biden has really done something terribly, terribly bad for him, for America and for Israel right now. And I don't think this is getting the attention it deserves at all.
Well, Netanyahu is very likely going to be back as the head of Israel. And what remember what Netanyahu said, because Israel now knows that, you know, Iran has said if they ever get the means, they will annihilate Israel. Right. That's their goal. Now, and
that
this
is
why
stated goal. I read on the radio several times the different documents that from the Palestinians and the Iranians, and they state right there it's the total destruction of Israel. They want to drive every Jew into the sea until there isn't a Jew left in Palestine, etc., etc. Well, I could spend 20 minutes on all.
Well, the government that they got when Netanyahu went out, his replacement was weak, like a Biden. Joe Biden.
See, they put a Joe Biden in Israel, and now they're trying to get Netanyahu back, like we need to get Trump back to help America. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, as Israel goes, America goes, and so here, and vice versa. But so they know this because Netanyahu says that that if they come they just to a certain point of gaining nuclear weapons, that Israel will strike. They have to for their own survival.
Yeah.
And they will take that out. The Antichrist world system wants a war. They love death. They love as much death as possible. And so, anyhow, but, you know,
we
I'm going to be...
have a lot more of that if things blow up over there right now. But it's gone to CNN. It's gone to... several liberal media, and the thing is, the liberal media doesn't have the intelligence to say, hey, this is something that shouldn't be put out on the news. You know, military secrets from our enemy, from our friends against our enemies should never be something you put in the news. I mean, we got a corrupt media that's so stupid they're going to go out there and help the Iranians now by publishing a story that never should have seen the light of day.
Alrighty. Joe, the 14th, this coming Thursday, the 14th, yours truly, Pastor Ernie Sanders, is going to be speaking at Mulligan's, and that's in Canton, Ohio, at 4118 Belden Village Street Northwest. That's 4118 Belden Village Street Northwest. That's Mulligan's Restaurant. And if you want to eat, get there at 6:30 so you can order dinner before we speak. And I will be talking about where do we go from here? What do we do? And so that's this coming Thursday. Again, so a lot of you folks out there in the Canton area, you call the office often. You send letters. Come on out, and I'd like to meet you in person. Here's my chance to get out there. I don't go out like I used to in travel all over and speak all over like we used to. But I'd like to meet you because I will be there, Lord's willing. And that's brought on by we the people. We will be back right after this with a whole lot more. So don't go away. A lot of good stuff to come yet.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio,
4465. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.